I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. You may have heard of the slow food movement, you know, local ingredients prepared with care and time. Now there's something called slow fashion. The people who believe in it say it's focused on clothes that are built to last and easier on the environment. Here's The World's Jason Margolis.
Meet British fashion designer Tom Cridland.
I'm really someone who had no fashion or business background. I'm a 25-year-old designer now, but I really got into the fashion world because I've always been entrepreneurial.
Here's his latest entrepreneurial idea: T-shirts, sweatshirts, and jackets that are guaranteed to last for 30 years.
If at any point something happens to any of these garments, if they rip or tear, we repair them free of charge.
How do you do that? Because my T-shirts, after a few years, they start to fray, some get holes in them. How are your T-shirts not going to do that?
Where do you buy your T-shirts from?
The Gap, something like that.
Gap is a fast fashion brand, and I'm not in this business to get bitchy, but at a certain point, production costs come into it.
The cotton Cridland uses comes from northern Italy, and his clothes are stitched together in Portugal.
So as you can see, I'm wearing a jacket now, and you can see that the seams have been double reinforced by hand. They're put together by craftsmen who know actually what they're doing, which is expensive.
Cridland has no physical stores. He sells his products online only. His fashion models are his fairly normal-looking buddies and his brother. All this lowers his costs significantly, so he can sell his T-shirts for $55. Before you say, hold on, that's a lot for a T-shirt, consider what other high-end T-shirts cost these days.
You know, I looked at Yves Saint Laurent the other day. They're selling T-shirts for $300. It's quite staggering.
I fact-checked that and found one selling for $600. Cridland argues that his garments are of the same quality. Cridland's 30-year guarantee is a marketing strategy, but it's also about helping the environment. That's the main pitch over at Zadie, a new women's fashion label selling, quote, sustainable garments. Maxine Beda is a co-founder.
We chose natural materials. It's kind of exclusively what we work with at Zadie because they have a much lower carbon footprint, and also they biodegrade, which is not something that synthetic material does. It takes 200 to 400 years to decompose.
Many polyesters, which are made from fossil fuels, also use toxic dyes that can be released into rivers in places like China. It's estimated that up to 20% of industrial water pollution comes from treating apparel. More clothing also means more greenhouse gases through production and transportation. And all of those cheap clothes mean poorly paid workers in often unsafe factories. Beda says Zadie's business model stands against throwaway fast fashion culture.
Women today are wearing their clothing only 7 times before getting rid of it, which is kind of, it's boggling to the mind to think about.
That's according to a recent British survey of 2,000 women. Beda wants clothing shoppers to start acting like owners, not consumers.
You own a house. You own your stove. You own your clothing. You consume your vegetables.
But how long can clothes indeed last? I met with Adam Bromby in Stockholm. He owns the Swedish company Woolpower. He shows me the terry loop stitching on some of their socks.
And it looks like a towel, for example. And what this does is the terry loops also attracts air.
I was skeptical. Socks are socks, right? Bromby gave me a $20 pair to try. And I gotta say, and I never ever thought I'd say something like this, I look forward to days when I wear his socks. I asked Bromby if he'd guarantee his clothes, including jackets and turtlenecks, for 30 years. His answer? No.
Because you don't know. I mean, if you wear a sweater every single day for 2 years, of course you're going to wear it and tear it. You're going to destroy it after a while.
There's one other big question I had about long-term fashion promises. Will the garments stay in fashion? What if you bought high-end pleated pants 10 years ago? Tom Cridland says his clothes aren't hyper-trend-driven to guarantee longevity.
White T-shirts, navy sweatshirts. We try and make the basics really well. We try and make wardrobe staples that people are going to want in 30 years.
That said, you can also buy items with a little more flair. But buyer beware.
And we can't guarantee that you'll look good in a bright turquoise jacket in 30 years. That's your call. But I know I'm going to look good in a bright turquoise jacket in 30 years, so I'll be wearing mine.
He's already made clothing for actors Leonardo DiCaprio, Hugh Grant, and Daniel Craig. Hey, if it's fashionable enough for James Bond, probably fashionable enough for the rest of us, too. For The World, Jason Margolis, New York City.